This testimony originates from Dr. Shi. Dr. Shi is a very successful doctor in Los Angeles. He was so successful that at the age of mid-30s, he was already a medical doctor and hold a PhD. And of course, multimillionaire and has many, many patients and a big, beautiful homes and 3 children and a wife. However, as he began to be successful in the world, he began to drift away from our Lord Jesus Christ. As he went into the world, God, out of his love, brought him back through his terminal liver cancer. My dearly beloved, many times in life, that's exactly what our Heavenly Father did. He allows difficulties to come through in each and every one of our life simply because he loves us too much, you see. He wants us back into his arms. So in this scenario, Dr. Shi had a liver cancer and it was a terminal liver cancer. And being a doctor, he was very much aware what liver cancer can do. So his liver cancer was being tested by 14 labs in Los Angeles area. And they all reply telling him that it is malignant. Being a doctor, he was aware that his life at most is 3 years. And of course, many times is a lot shorter than that. In actual fact, Dr. Shi did mention his patient having the liver cancer, much smaller than his, died in approximately 3 months. Now, at this point of time, Dr. Shi has gone everywhere, all over the world, to try to fill what was empty in his heart. You see, he's gone to Europe to tour, he's gone everywhere and enjoy life to the max, but nothing could fill his heart. Of course, he was very successful financially, because he's got a lot of money. But again, like Zacchaeus, nothing can fill his heart. At this point of time, when death was coming through in his life, he had only one choice. See, Dr. Shi was originally from Hong Kong. And he remembered his old preacher in Hong Kong. So he decided to call the preacher, hoping to get a solution, or at least a word of comfort, of some sort of a miracle, from the mouth of the preacher. So he called the preacher, and he was encountered by the words of truth from the lips of the preacher. And the preacher told him, look, you don't have a whole lot of time left to live in your life. And you've gone astray and left our Lord Jesus Christ. My advice for you is to repent and cry out to God for mercy, because you don't have much time left on the earth. And also, you need to repent and confess your sins to your wife simply because you're going to leave your wife with 3 children to look after. And of course, with your 3 children, you also need to bring them to Christ simply because you feed them just the material things and not the things of the Spirit. And you need to bring the whole family to Christ Jesus, in other words. So that night, Dr. Shi, out of desperation, cried out to God with all his heart, his mind and soul and strength, obviously. You see, my dearly beloved, God many times in our life had to push us to the point of absolute desperation with no way out, isn't it? That's exactly what happened to Dr. Shi here. So Dr. Shi began to cry aloud to God that night. Oh God, I don't know where you are. I felt you were so far away from me. And forgive me for going astray from you. So Dr. Shi cried with all his heart and confessed and repent of his sins. My dearly beloved, the God that we worship, he is the voice of his children crystal clear, especially when we cried out with all our heart. Just like Zacchaeus is seeking with all his heart Jesus, and Zacchaeus get to meet Jesus, and likewise, Dr. Shi began to experience something. When he cried out to God with all of his heart, with all of his might, that night when he was on his knees, all of a sudden, the divine peace entered his heart and filled the void that was in his heart. And for years he was seeking for material things, for the worldly pleasures, for name and fame to try to fill it. But nothing could fill it. However, that night, his heart was absolutely satisfied and filled with it. You see, the void in our heart can only be filled by the Holy Spirit. And Dr. Shi testified, and he said, that night, that divine peace fills my heart, and it was absolutely full. So he knew he was born again of the Spirit of God that night when he cried to God. Then he woke up his wife, bringing his wife to repentance and accepting Jesus Christ as her personal Savior, as well as the three children. So that night, the whole family was saved. So my dearly beloved, Dr. Shi had only one way out. He decided to serve Jesus if Jesus gave him more time to live instead of being taken from the earth, from his family, of course, instead of death. At that point of time, he was going through the surgery, and prior to the surgery, they all already knew that his cancer has spread from the liver to all parts of the body, including the stomach area, you see. And the CAT scan already reflect and show all of that, scientific proof. So prior to the very fact that he was wheeled into the surgery room, his youngest daughter, approximately about 10 years old, told his daddy. She reassured her father by saying, "Dad, don't you ever worry about the surgery, because right now we are no longer 5 person, but 6 persons. You see, we are no longer 5 person simply because Jesus is with us. Right now we are 6 person. My dearly beloved, this little child had so much faith in the Lord Jesus and reassured her dad, said, "Dad, don't you ever worry. The Lord will heal you. Don't worry." You see, my dearly beloved, many times we need to have a faith like a little child. That's exactly what our Lord says. Until unless we humble ourselves like a little child and believe in our Lord God like a little child, we can never enter the kingdom of heaven nor receive his blessings, isn't it? So finally, Dr. Shi entered the hospital, entered the surgery room, and as the surgeon operated on him, trying to remove the liver cancer, all of a sudden, the surgeon did surgery on the stomach and cut open the stomach to realize that the cancer was not in the stomach. So the surgeon thought to himself, perhaps this could be a wrong patient, because according to the CAT scan, the cancer is already spread in the stomach and all parts of the body. But in here, they cannot find the cancer in the stomach. So they decided to open the liver, and here it was. The lump is still there in the liver. However, as they work around and pull out some of that lump, the lump was tested. Instead of malignant, it became benign. And the surgeon commented, saying that somebody has changed and transformed this particular tumor because it was originally malignant. How could this happen? Now, my dearly beloved, our Lord Jesus tells us, if you believe, all things are possible to those who believe, isn't it? Indeed, our Lord has healed Dr. Shi miraculously. This is a story of a miracle. And this is a real story out of the city of Los Angeles.